This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Great style starts with great jeans. The biggest back-to-school Levi's sale is on this week at JCPenney with Levi's skinny and 501 buttonfly jeans for just $36.99. Even more styles are just $32.99, like the 514 Slim Straight or 505 buttonfly. Get to JCPenney today or visit jcp.com for all your favorite Levi's styles, washes, and fits. Plus, enter for a chance to win $50,000 in college tuition. Just text tuition to 45481 or go to levistuition.com to enter and for all the official rules. New look, new day, who knew? JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends 9/6.
Here's a call out to the purists, guys who would never put soy bacon on a BLT, guys who consider losing a nail, a manicure, guys who choose Purolator Pure One oil filters. They're 99.9% efficient, the most efficient filter, trapping microns of dirt others can't to protect your vehicle's engine. And they're 100% covered in textured grip for easy installation. Purolator Pure One. Keep it pure. Find special offers and a retailer near you at PurolatorAutoFilters.net.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's time to play that real kick-ass open.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith gets passed, knocked away by Maritska. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion is crowned.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. I don't know how much of a help I'll be.
This is so Apollo Creed and Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in Central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome back here with the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It is a Tuesday edition. That means Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. High school and college football Big 12 preview continues today. On the high school side of things, we'll talk with Adams Central head football coach Bill Carlin. They had an outstanding season last year. Their only losses were to the state champions from Aurora, made it to the state semifinals. What can they do to try and get that type of season put together again this year? Plus, our Big 12 preview takes us to Kansas State today with safety Tyson Hartman and telling us if their defense can carry the offense, which would seem to be the problem with the Kansas State football program, is finding a way to put some points on the board. They struggled in that position last year, and we'll see if that's the case again this year. But he will be joining us on today's Doug and Daddy Show as well. So we're glad you're along with us, ESPN Radio, and the World Wide Web, as always, at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're crossing our fingers. We know we're on ESPN 1550 today. Our transmitter continues to have work done on it on 1460. So if you're listening on the internet or driving away from Kearney in that Hastings area, thanks for finding us on 1550. And all the Hastings listeners, as always, keep it right here. And well, they're telling us maybe by the end of the day. So hopefully we're back up full strength everywhere on Wednesday. But nonetheless, we roll on with more of the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Kind of a quiet night in the world of sports, but there were a few things that came out yesterday. The rankings come out for UNK and Hastings College when it comes to football. And no surprise on Hastings, it's kind of weird. They have a preseason spring coaches poll. Well, what's going to change from spring to fall? Maybe somebody gets injured, but you knew when they were 13th in the spring poll that that's about where they were going to be. Hastings is number 13, UNK. They are also 13th, so hopefully 13 is lucky for both UNK and Hastings. This is the highest preseason ranking for the Lopers ever, and one of the higher rankings for Hastings College ever. Hastings will start their practice session on Sunday. And then they will get into their first game September 4th at Briarcliff. UNK, of course, Wayne State comes in on the 28th. So, Daddy, the teams that we talk about, the Huskers, the Broncos, the Lopers, are all in the top 15 in their respective preseason coaches' polls.
Yeah, it's exciting. I think a year ago teams were hoping they could finish the seasons where they did. Well, that came to fruition. We'll see if these teams can do it again and if they've got the depth established behind those frontline guys. I was a little bit surprised in that Division II deal. You maybe didn't see a Wayne State up there, Doug, after the progress they've made the last few years. I thought that
They lost their stud quarterback.
Yeah, they lost Llewellyn.
They lost a couple of the best players that they could just I mean, it doesn't matter who they plug in. You're not going to be able to replace those guys.
I just thought the way they were climbing, maybe deserving, I thought maybe that would be a top 25 battle. That is not to be had. But, yeah, a little bit surprised, you know, UNK starts the season two spots ahead of UNO.
Well, yeah, the following week there will be a top 25 battle. UNO is 15th. Now, remember, see, this just goes to show you what these polls are all about. If you've been in the poll for a long time, you're going to get respect. UNO went 7-5 last year, ended the year unranked, and they're preseason number 15. So somebody thinks that they're pretty special going into this season, whereas UNK ended 8th last year, and yet are only 13th in the preseason poll. People can say what they want about the preseason polls not meaning anything. I totally, totally disagree, because especially when you get to these lower classes and that's all that these folks have to look at, they don't get to see all the highlights on SportsCenter. They don't get to watch all the games on television. They can pretty much only look at the scores and compare them and then rank you where they think you should be. And you got to lose a couple to get knocked out of the rankings, and you got to win a bunch. If you haven't been in, and UNK knows this, and Hastings knows it, but UNK knows it even more. If you start the season outside the top 25, you basically have to run the table. Lopers were 11-2 last year. One loss was in the playoffs, so they were 10-1 in the regular season. And needing those wins, needing to win the conference title, it would have appeared, to make it into the playoffs. Now, they have expanded those playoffs a little bit, and kind of the same thing with Hastings College. They're always chasing Morningside and Sioux Falls, who are 1-5 in the poll. They're always chasing those teams. Well, you need to be in that third slot in the rankings and keep that spot, so that if it comes down to the same record with the Northwestern of Iowa, you're going to get the nod. So UNK, I think, can basically afford one more loss this year, as long as it's not a bad loss, and still make it into the playoffs. They can get two losses probably instead of one and make it into the playoffs, and that's the difference between
starting position.
Well, yeah, starting outside the top 25 and starting at number 13.
For Bronco fans out there, Ottawa, Kansas chimes in at number 9. So the team that knocked you out of the playoffs a year ago, well represented there, people thinking high things of them.
Yeah, here are your rankings. The defending national champions from Sioux Falls, number 1. Now, they have 15 folks that vote, and Sioux Falls had 11 first-place votes. Lindenwood of Missouri, who was right there with them, 3 first-place votes in second. Carroll College out of Montana, who has been a perennial power, their 3rd. St. Xavier of Illinois, 4th. Morningside is 5th. And then you've got Hastings College, 13th, and Northwestern of Iowa, 23rd. Peru State received 1 25th place vote, kind of like Wayne State did in the Division II poll, which is led by the defending national champions from Northwest Missouri State, followed by Grand Valley State, North Alabama, Minnesota Duluth, and Central Washington. Those are the top 5 teams. And then UNK 13th, Saginaw State of Michigan, who the Lopers beat in the playoffs, 14th, and UNO is 15th going into the preseason.
I don't know. There's, you know, you see those big names at the top always. They're the perennial powers until somebody knocks them out. North Alabama, Coach Terry Bowden, you recognize that. He slipped to the Division II rankings and is the head coach there. So he received 1 first-place vote and sits in 3rd in that Division II preseason coaches poll.
The volleyball season also getting underway. Huskers opened practice yesterday. Hastings College is ranked 5th. By the coaches in their preseason GPAC poll, Northwestern of Iowa, the unanimous number 1 selection, followed by Morningside, Doan, Dort, and Hastings.
There you go.
I don't know. Mount Marty, the unanimous last place team, by the way. You never want to be the unanimous last place team in a coach's poll, do you?
No.
I mean, last place is bad, unanimous is worse.
There you go. Not much respect.
And, Daddy, our Kearney Little Leaguers, they were close, but, again, no cigar. We're waiting for our Kearney Little League team to get a win at the regionals. They were 0-4 the last time they were there in pool play, and now they fall to the Dakota All-Stars 6-5, even though Nebraska out-hit them 5 runs, 10 hits. South Dakota 6 runs, 7 hits. And without seeing the game, you look at the box score and you go, how did Nebraska lose? South Dakota, the Dakotas had 1 more error. They've walked 5 kids. Nebraska walked 2 kids in the ball, or 3 kids in the ball game. So it was just bigger hits and big innings as the Dakotas scored in the first 4 innings. Nebraska scored 2 in the top of the 6th and final inning, but needed 1 more, and they fell 6-5 in this ball game. A couple of kids are doing real well out there. Austin Murray is batting 800 in this regional. 800. He was 2-for-2 last night.
I guess you'd almost have to be if you're going to hit 800.
Hitting 800 in this. And again, without knowing where the tiebreaker is exactly set, Kearney is not totally out of this. There's six teams, Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, the Dakotas, Missouri, and Kansas. And there are six teams, four will advance on. And right now, I was hoping all along if they could just get a TV game. After they got beat by Iowa 11-1, you kind of knew where they sat. This wasn't a team that was going to Williamsport.
Right.
And we discussed that a little bit on the show yesterday. But right now, they play Missouri tonight. Missouri's 1-2. And Missouri's win in this tournament came over Kansas by one run on Saturday. Kansas is 0-3. Nebraska is 0-3. Missouri's 1-2. If Nebraska would win, then both Nebraska and Missouri would be 1-3, and Nebraska would have the tiebreaker over Missouri with the win, and I think would get in. Standard tiebreaking rules apply. And you have to like it the way it sets up here. This looks like somehow they could still get in and then play either Minnesota or Iowa on Thursday in a semifinal. So even at 0-3, it wouldn't seem like you'd have a chance, but if I'm reading this right, if they could win that game tonight against Missouri at 7 o'clock, and Kansas would lose to the Dakotas. Kansas would have to lose to the Dakotas because then it gets real weird in the whole tie-breaking thing. But if Kansas loses and Nebraska wins, I think they got a shot, at least to play on TV. And I think right now that's about all we can ask for.
Hey, that'd be the fun part of the experience that you would always have those memories of being, how many teams get to be on ESPN?
A lot. You mean Little League Baseball?
Right.
Oh, probably not quite as many. 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776. That's the phone number if you'd like to contact us. And don't forget, you'll need that for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia a little bit later on. Also, the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're going to be talking with Bill Carlin, the head football coach at Adams Central, coming up in just a little bit. So we'll take a break. Be back with more right after this.
Attention, all males over 30. Do you get fatigued and find you're still gaining weight every year? Charger can reduce the fat around your core and increase your energy. So, if you're a guy over 30 and you want to lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Complete Nutrition.
Let's get ready to run. Hi, Thor Larson at the Grand Island YMCA. The Bill Seymour Half Marathon 5K and Kids 1 Mile Fun Run will be limited this year to 1,000 entries. So if you want to run on Saturday, September 4th, make sure to get your entries into the Grand Island Y as soon as possible. While we're talking about September, that's when we see the largest enrollment in our licensed child care program. And this year, we've added infant care. Call us for information at the Grand Island YMCA, where we build strong kids, strong families, and a strong community.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park East 39, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget, Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Ah, summertime. Nothing like putting on the pads in 90-degree heat and sweating your way through training camp. It's the dawn of another football season. And Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation unveils end-to-end coverage of man's second favorite contact sport. Reports from training camp. So you get all the dirt on who's rising up and who's washing out. From the station that takes football just as seriously as you do. ESPN Radio Superstation 1460. And 1550 AM.
A mix of clouds and sun develops today as we'll see a possibility for some scattered showers and storms as well, with highs around 92. Winds remain variable at 5 to 15. There's a chance for a shower or storm early tonight, followed by a low of 70. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 75.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up on the program today. Also, we're going to be talking with our Big 12 football preview, the safety out of Kansas State. Tyson Hartman is going to join us. And coming up in just a few minutes, Adam Central football coach Bill Carlin as they preview what's going on. Daddy, what's going on here?
Well, we've got a couple young ladies from the high school in to talk about an event that started a year ago. And it's a local deal that started, Kearney Tackles Cancer. All the money stays right here in the area, going to families affected by this terrible disease. And you know what? It's pretty apparent. All of us know somebody affected by this damn disease we call cancer, and we want to eliminate it. And these two young ladies are heading. Are you the heads? Or what are you guys? Are you like the president and vice president?
I wish. No, we're just helping out with it. There's a ton of people helping. Quite a few from Kearney High and some from Kearney Catholic, and then UNK is on board with it too.
That is something new for this year, UNK, yep. Where UNK jumped on board. So it's going to be an exciting first week of the sports season.
Yep.
Of which T-shirts are being sold.
Yep, we actually have a campaign kickoff event, which is this Friday from 5:30 to 8:30 at the Harmon Activity Center. And we're going to be selling T-shirts there. There's pink and green. And
huh, I wonder why that would be.
We're going to be selling all the T-shirts there. And they are for the games the weekend of September 17th and 18th. Because both Kearney High, UNK, and Kearney Catholic all have home games.
Now with us in studio is Danielle Bushcutter and Courtney Kostler. And last year, Kearney High did their thing. Kearney Catholic did their thing. Courtney, how did you guys come together to kind of share in the big event this year?
Well, Kearney High kind of just wanted a bigger goal. And since Kearney Catholic did it separate last year, we figured why not make it a community-wide event. And I don't know. We've gotten so many volunteers and a lot more donations this way.
And, Daddy, last year, the first year, huge success at Kearney High, and it trickled onto Kearney Catholic. It was very good the first year.
Yeah, I think, you know, it started out of being one of those, well, we're going to try and beat North Platte. I believe North Platte was the first town in this area to do this, and then we kind of copied their idea, and it got up to 10,000. Then, well, we had to scratch that goal off because we met that early in the week. Then it became 15,000, and then it was 20,000 with about 4 days to go, and fell just shy of that with 19,000 some. And so the new goal was set this year with UNK on board at what, ladies?
$25,000.
That's a hefty goal. And again, I don't think we can overemphasize that this was really the idea of the high school kids last year and one of the projects that they put on. This wasn't a class. This wasn't something the teacher said, hey, I need you guys to figure something out to help the community. This was something that the kids took part in. So what are some of the things that maybe are different this year, or are you just kind of sticking to the same game plan, Danny?
The big difference this year is the barbecue, because we really went around to a ton of businesses in Kearney, and we got donations from about 75 different businesses. And we're having a silent auction at this barbecue. We got all the food donated. We're having a raffle. There's a big screen TV. It's a 42-inch flat screen TV that we got from Russell's. And there's a couple Husker tickets that we're doing our raffle for. And that's the huge difference, and I think it'll really make a lot of money for the Cancer Center, because everything that is there was donated by local families and businesses.
Okay, if somebody wants a T-shirt,
yep,
and Friday night, you know what, we're going to go out of town because we got to get it this weekend out of the way before school starts, what do they do? Who do they contact?
You can contact the Cancer Center, or we're going to be selling them through the schools. We're going to do through the elementary schools, through the middle schools, and through both high schools, and we're also going to be trying to sell T-shirts through UNK. So if you want a T-shirt, you can always get them through one of the schools once school starts.
Courtney, again, kind of emphasize, we touched on it just a little bit, but where the money goes that everybody raises during this big weekend.
It's not like most cancer campaigns. All of our money goes to local patients to help them with just basic necessities. It doesn't go to any cancer equipment, any research. It strictly goes to the families within the Kearney community.
What an awesome deal. Stays right here, benefits people that are in need. And you know what? Couldn't be a better time to do this. To get to, you know, let's add one more thing to this fall sports season. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got so much going on already. hey, this is just something that goes with it, but a great opportunity to get out to you and help your neighbors out.
Again, it's Kearney Tackles Cancer. The campaign kickoff event is this Friday night from 6 to 8:30. And where's this going on again, Giles?
It is at the Kearney Harmon Activities Center, and there's going to be live music there. Lanny Fuller and Ashton Jackson are going to come down.
Alan's son, Ashton.
Yes. And there's going to be kids' games, and tickets are $10, but elementary school kids do get in free. So that's an added bonus.
And again, this $10 includes the meal. You get a raffle ticket. And Kearney Tackles Cancer Weekend will then be September 17th and 18th. Kearney and Kearney Catholic are home on the 17th. UNK is home on the 18th. T-shirts are only $10 to help show support. And boy, what a sight it was last year, Tony, when everybody was decked out in their T-shirts, pink at Kearney High, and I believe it was green over at Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, great deal. Got the really found a lot of support in the community, and I think they found even more this year. Got more of a head start on it this year than you did a year ago, so it should be a great event.
Yes, we're very excited. Looking forward to it. Definitely.
Did you want to say anything,
I'm
Jessica?
Good.
Jessica Day is helping out with the ladies as well. Gals, anything that we didn't cover that you wanted to mention, or are we all set to go?
I think we're good. If they want tickets, they can go down to the Cancer Center and get them there. They're $10. I think that's about it, though.
All right. You looking forward to school starting?
Nope.
Well, it's just great to see Danny Bushcutter running around without that big brace on her knee. So, Danny Bushcutter, Courtney Kossler, gals, thanks for coming in. Jess, thanks for coming in. And best of luck. Hopefully another huge success with Kearney Tackles Cancer.
Thank you very much. You.
How's the arm going? Are we okay?
Well, yeah, Courtney's right. Injured. Danny's okay. Courtney's injured. That's right.
I'm in the healing process.
All right. Good.
Darn athletes, what are you going to do with them? You got to keep them healthy. Thanks, gals.
Thank you.
We're going to continue on the Doug and Daddy Show with our high school football preview here on ESPN Radio. As yesterday, we previewed Kearney High. We're going to continue with our Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island over the next couple of weeks. And let's go to Hastings Adams Central High School. Bill Carlin, he's back for more and off one of the most successful seasons in recent memory with the Patriots and back out on the practice field. Coach, thanks for giving us some time and good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's everything going?
Well, we always say it's hard to believe that it's actually here, but for the coaches, obviously you guys have been working on stuff well before coaches' clinic and putting together the final preparations for that first week of practice. As the number of years as you've put in there with Adams Central has went along, have you made significant changes in the way you conduct preseason practices?
Oh, I think we're just, we add to what we do and we take some things out, but I think probably – we're smarter and wiser about how we work with the kids with the heat and that sort of thing that we deal with today than maybe we did 30 years ago.
Bill, when we talked to Brandon Cool yesterday, the offensive and defensive lines are the big, big concern at Kearney High. Looks like you guys lost some people, but you got people to step in and replace those kids up front, some big, strong kids.
Well, we hope so. We kind of hope the program kind of self-feeds and one kid's ready to step up at the next level and that our freshman program feeds into our JVs and our JVs feed into our varsity. But the kids learn the program and then are ready to contribute. And we lost a real good senior class last year. They were a great bunch of kids and great athletes and good leaders for us. But we still think we have some good kids to step up and try to replace with.
Bill Carlin from Adams Central joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bill, I guess the question that the general fan would ask is, after last year's 10-2 record where your only losses were to the state champions from Aurora, do you feel this team is coming back with a chance to take that next step and have a chance to win the West, or do you feel that this team is going to be struggling to maintain that and get these young kids to where maybe a year or two down the road you can make a run again?
Well, that's yet to be seen, but we've been very fortunate for the last 20 years. I don't think we've had a losing season. So, our kids are excited. They're not looking at going back and rebuilding. They're looking at reloading, and that's a great attitude to bring into camp. And so they have a lot of confidence in their ability, and they've worked hard throughout the summer. And so we're hoping that we can reload and not have to rebuild.
Bill, I guess when the normal person or normal fan out there thinks of Adams Central, it's straight ahead power football. You guys were able to throw the ball a little bit more effectively last year with Overmiller running the controls. He completed 66% of his passes. Is this going to be a more wide open attack for you see out of the Patriots?
Well, I think the game has changed enough that you have to throw it a little bit more than when, 15 years ago, everybody was power football, and if you were good at it, then, you were successful, and if you weren't, then it was hard to move the ball, and the game has evolved or it's spread, and you have to cover from sideline to sideline, so I think it was important for us to step up and make those advancements and changes, and the more I learned and the better I understood it, then it was easier for me to translate that to the kids, but last year we threw the ball probably between 15 and 20 times a game, and I look for us to do something similar this year.
Bill Carlin from Hastings Adams Central is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show to preview the Patriots as we continue our high school preview. Coach, it looks like a name of folks are going to have to get familiar. I mean, you always have a name that just seems to score five or six touchdowns once a year in a game. Ryan Bender looks like he's going to be a kid that's going to make some noise.
Ryan's been a real good athlete for us. He started for us as a sophomore at linebacker, and then last year we moved him to fullback, and he started at fullback and linebacker, and this year we'll probably move him to tailback, and it's probably a position he's more suited for. He was kind of a tailback playing fullback for us last year, and I think he's more of a true type tailback, and so he's a good athlete for us. He's been a cog for us that's been very critical to our success the last few years, and he's kind of done what was needed to help the team, and he'll step into that role again, but I look for him to carry the ball quite a bit this year.
Bill, Tony mentioned throwing the ball. You've got kids that can get down the field and catch it and have a little speed. Talk about coaching them a little differently. Usually your wide receivers, there's one from what we used to see, and maybe even a double tight end, and they were more like the Huskers in the old day. They were taught to block more than they were to catch the ball. How has coaching them come along with these wide receivers?
Well, we've done a little bit more. You do more. Everybody does more in the summer now of throwing and catching the ball, and it's just repetitions. I listened to Coach Brown from Nebraska talk about what they do, and they have their 30,000 club where everybody tries to catch 30,000 passes during the year. And for them, that's something they can attain. Our kids are multi-sport athletes where we have a lot of kids playing basketball or wrestling or running track in addition to playing football. So that's probably not quite realistic to our kids, but they try to catch a lot of balls, and we throw the ball a lot more in practice than we used to. So we just, it takes repetitions, and the more you do it, the better you get at it.
Bill, we switch sides of the ball and talk a little bit about your defense. It helps to have somebody up there be the big run stopper. You've got a big run stopper up there in Skyler Hunt, about 3'10", 6'5".
Yeah, Skyler's a big kid for us, and takes up a lot of space, and he's actually slimmed down a little bit this year. He's lost a little weight, and he's a little quicker, and we're hoping to get to play him on both sides of the ball a little this year. Some of those big guys up there, it's hard to get them playing both ways as they need a blow maybe a little more often, but he'll be a big cog up front. And then Brandon Hageman is another senior that started up front for us at defensive end last year, and he's about 2'10", and has real good feet. He actually plays backup fullback for us, so he gives us another important guy. And then we have Michael Lindblad as an outside linebacker, and Ryan Bender played inside linebacker. So we have four of our front eight back, and that's a good place to build.
Coach, how's this now that it's settled into being a Class B school? How is the team and how has the school settled in? Are you where you thought you would be at this point?
Well, we're still the littlest bee in the state, and that's something you can't avoid, I guess, wherever you land in the rankings. We thought there was a chance we might actually be C1 this year. We are the smallest bee. We're about three kids away from being C1, and we're only 602 kids away from being the biggest bee. So we're right there where we want to be, So Class B has some great differences in numbers. Is the biggest school, I think, is South Sioux City, and they have over 800 kids in three grades, and we have about 240 in three grades. So, they probably have about 200 kids more per class than us, and that's quite a bit of change.
Well, we've talked when the classifications came out earlier this year, and of course the schedules came out. We talked about St. Cecilia moving from C1 to C2, and Howells moving from D1 to D2, and where it just seems like, wow, that's not fair to their opponents because they're just so darn good and tough and physical. Whereas, you're going to be playing Class B ball, and you guys seem to be holding your own, whereas if maybe you drop to C1, you guys would almost be in that same kind of boat. So is it nicer to say that you're a 10-2 program in Class B than in Class C1?
Well, I tell you what, it's a lot more rewarding. As a coach, I'm challenged a lot more. I have to work a lot harder. Our kids realize that we have to play. You know, you get a blowout in Class B and you might have won the game 28-7. And if you get a blowout in a lower class game, then you might win 55-0. And a big difference is your health of your kids. You have to keep kids healthy. You end up playing your starters longer into the game. As a matter of fact, they might play the whole game. And your game's not decided maybe until maybe 3 minutes go in the contest. And so it was a rewarding for us to move up to Class B the last 2 years and come out with 16 wins or so. So I thought our kids really responded well. We don't dwell on too much of being the smallest Class B. We just say that's our next game. We got to go play and compete. And I think we could whine about it, but it isn't going to do us any good. So we just prepare and move on and do the best we can and where we're at.
Bill, was it initially more of a mental deal that you had to get in the kids' heads and say, guys, forget that? Or how did you approach that when it started? Because I just think a big adjustment for those kids, oh, man, and they could look at that as a big negative.
Well, I think that was a part of it, was feeling that way. And I know when we went up to Seward 2 years ago and played them, that was the big talk, that we were going to be Class B now. We're going to play bigger schools. And for every tackle one school might have, they got two because of their numbers and that sort of thing. And I think it was real important that we went up to Seward and were able to play with them toe-to-toe and come out with a win. And I think that was real positive for us. I think our kids felt, hey, we can do this if we want to. But it also helped to have a great group of seniors the last 2 years. We've had two classes back-to-back that were very competitive and did a lot of good things. And we were coming off a year where we had gone into the semis, I believe, in Class C1. And so we've had some success playing at different levels. And I really don't think there's a huge, huge difference in the real high-quality Class C1 teams and Class B. They're very even. It's just that you play the same caliber every week in Class B and you don't in Class C.
Finally, Coach, Bill Carlin with us from Adams Central. Let's look at that schedule. You make your farthest road trip on opening night all the way out to Sydney. The schedule, though, looks pretty favorable when you get, for as tough as it is, you do get Aurora at home, you get McCook at home, and as we said, after you go to Sydney that first week, you've only got you do got to go to Crete, so that's going to be a tough one. But after Sydney and Hastings, then a real tough portion of your schedule, Aurora, Crete, Garing, and a lot of people are making a pretty big noise about that, I guess.
Yeah, there's some pretty good caliber teams there. I think we have five teams out of our nine that made the playoffs last year in Class B, so that'll be really challenging. But I think it's important, we get out of the gate. We go out to Sydney and have about a 4 or 5 hour road trip and then play in the end of August, which, it could be real hot and have the old yellow bus with no air conditioning, and we're hoping that we get a cool day to travel that day. But, it could be in the 90s all day and drive out there and then have to play a game and drive home. Come back with a crosstown rival of Hastings High, and then we hit that stretch with Aurora, Crete, and Garing, which were very good teams last year and advanced in the playoffs, and very good teams. Crete's got a lot of our key players back. Aurora, the defending champion, and got a lot of key players back, and Garing showed they could really do some things last year.
Well, Coach,
then we hit our district with Holdridge, Lexington, and McCook, which is a good way to finish up the year. So it ought to be very challenging and a lot of fun.
Well, Adams Central, always a solid program because of Coach Carlin and his staff. Bill, we look forward to chatting with you throughout the season and hearing your games on 1230 KHAS, and have a great season.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
Take care. Bill Carlin, head coach of the Adams Central Patriots. You quick look at the schedule, no worse than 6-3, and at Adams Central, that wouldn't be probably considered a success. You got Aurora, Crete, Garing. Garing's at home. Aurora's going to be very tough. Crete, at Crete, you just don't know. And then McCook coming in, how good are they going to be? Bob Jensen thinks McCook might have the edge over Adams Central this year when it comes to that B7 district.
That's something, but I think that winning, and that's the same with McCook, though. You bring in just people have won for so long. Adams Central is the same way. Not to have a losing season in the last 20 years, that's a stat that, he threw out there, and that's an incredible run. I don't care where you're coming from. I don't think McCook can say that.
We have to cycle through. We always talk about the cycle, and 20 years is a long, long cycle. You've went through a ton.
Think how many schools go through one good year and then suck for 10.
Theoretically, you could have, that's a father-son almost getting through.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you have a child as a very young 19 or a 20-year-old, they could have played and been in the system right now for Coach Carlin, and they haven't lost that amount of time. So pretty amazing. Coming up later on in the week, we'll be talking with Rick Rebarger from Hastings. He's going to join us Thursday. We'll track down Carl Tesmer. We'll talk with Dave Colling at Kearney Catholic. We'll have a bunch of the Grand Island coaches joining us as well next week as we continue our high school football preview. But right now, before we get into our Big 12 preview with the safety of Kansas State, Tyson Hartman, it's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you've not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible for a $25 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats. Oh, it's a grill's best friend. BLT time, steak time, grill time. That's all that matters. Whatever you want to put on it, they've got it for you at Troutman's. The number is 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And let's go with a Hastings question today. Let's go with an Adams Central question. According to the Nebraska School Activities Association, Adams Central has only been in the state finals one time, and that was back in 1993, where they were the runner-up. Who beat Adams Central in the 1993 state football championship? Adams Central beat Aurora, beat McCook, and beat Sydney, and were the state runner-up to which team in 1993? If you know the answer, 888-455-3776. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. You could win a $25 gift card. We'll be back after this.
Sport Clips, America's haircut place for men and boys, knows there are certain places made just for guys, like restaurants with 9 different types of buffalo wings next to a go-kart track. That's Sport Clips. Sports on TV, a relaxing neck and shoulder massage, our legendary hot steam towel, and a great haircut from people who specialize only in men's and boys' hair care. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy. Visit sportclips.com to find a store nearest you and ask for the MVP treatment.
Now until September 30th, red means go. It's the Victory Motorcycles Red Tag event with savings up to $5,000 and financing as low as 1.99%. Going on now until September 30th. Get it to your local dealer today. Rebate includes 2010 price rebate, factory rebates, available coupons, finance offer subject to credit approval by GE Money. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet, eye protection, protective clothing, and obey the speed limit. Never ride under the influence of drugs or alcohol.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A mix of clouds and sun develops today as we'll see a possibility for some scattered showers and storms as well, with highs around 92. Winds remain variable at 5 to 15. There's a chance for a shower or storm early tonight, followed by a low of 70. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 75.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you on. We've got a winner in our Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Jim in Grand Island knew that Columbus SCOTUS defeated the Patriots from Adams Central in the 1993 final. Adams Central's been to a lot of semifinals, but just the one final.
That was obviously, back when I was in high school, I was trying to think of the other teams that were up there, you know, years before that. It was, you know, Cozads were up there, Elkhorns were up there.
42-24
Ooh.
Was the score in the
Some
state
offense
final.
Is going.
It's time for our let's go to the Dent Popper inbox because Irish Ken is listening in on the net because we are down on 1460. He goes, I see that the best sports radio program in Kearney that broadcasts from 11 to 12 weekdays has transmitter trouble. A lame excuse. I bet each of you got a big raise and now your station can't pay the electric bill. That's it, Ken. Ken says, you can't hide from me. I'm listening on the net. I suspect your transmitter is like me, old and not functioning as well as it once did. You're probably right, Ken. Ken goes on to say, it is sad to see Tiger struggling. Although I'm not a Tiger Woods fan, I never kick a man when he is down. Hope he can figure it out. You know what? Me too, and I don't know. They say that the crowds are down. That whole thing just seems weird to me. I would still rather go watch Tiger than anybody on the course. Phil second. They posted the stat now that Steve Stricker could overtake number one in the world. Really? You talk about how Tiger's still number one. How long Stricker been that good? That just shows you that the back of the pack, nobody has taken over. Steve Stricker number one? Huh?
I thought the exact same thing.
What? You got to be kidding me. Can you imagine Mickelson? If he's been number two for like 300 weeks and all of a sudden Stricker goes over the both of them, takes over number one? Really?
Who would you pick right now? You got somebody out there that you go, wow.
Well,
that
I think Phil's the best golfer in the world right now, with Lee Westwood a very close second. And I guess it just depends how big of a blanket you want to throw over. Do you throw it over the last month? Do you throw it over the last year? Do you throw it over the last 2 weeks? I mean, did you see Louis Oosthuizen threw down like a 65 at this event on Sunday and rocketed up into the top 10, I think. And so he wins the British Open and then finishes well here. I mean, you can't say that he's the best golfer in the world, but maybe he is in the last month.
Westwood was the one I thought was on the fringe, you know, saying he's been so close to win a major. He's been right up at the top for so long.
Where'd Stuart Sink go? You got to like, I mean, and then you kind of get confused. Hunter Mahan's good 1 week, then Ian Poulter's good 1 week, then Luke Donald's good 1 week. And you pick all those kind of guys that are good 1 week. And you got, you know, Ricky Barnes in the weird hat, and you got all kinds of things out there. But I would say Phil is the best golfer in the world right now, today, as we sit here and talk about it.
And as you say that, you go back to Sunday where he fires an unbelievable
Well, he shoots worse than Tiger. He shot a 78. And just strange. Maybe he's like Gucheski. He just can't grab that last rung, although he has won. It's just that when he's got that chance to be number one, the last few times he hasn't been able to finish. And as we said, old Gooch shot even Sunday when he was sitting in third, and he just hasn't been able to get back in that winner's circle.
By the way, according to World Herald this morning, Gooch played that with a heavy heart. His grandmother passing away last week. So kind of one of those things.
Well, you could
see his mind wasn't totally there.
When we were at the Cox Classic, you could see as I was waiting for him walking off, he played the back nine and then the front nine on Thursday. So he's walking off that number nine where everybody, that reachable par four, you eagle it, it's like a dollar beer for an hour or something. And just one of the two big holes that a lot of fans are at. And then all the family that was waiting for him, and he was gracious with his time after the round and chatting with us and in having lunch, sat right next to him while they were having lunch at the table next to us after his round. And I think he's just, when you're gone so much, and now that he doesn't necessarily have a residency in Omaha, instead it's in Texas, it is just nice to be home and breathe, but everybody wants to see you, and he seemed like a real, real good cat. So were a lot of the guys that we talked to, well, all the guys that we talked to at Big 12 Media Days, getting ready for the football season, and our talk to Big 12 and Big 12 Preview brought to you exclusively by Bruce Furniture in downtown Kearney and Holdridge, South Marion Road in Hastings. They want your purchase to be just right for you. That's not just on the furniture, the entire experience. Say you go in, you couldn't decide between the two living room sets, and you just go, okay, I'm taking this. You get it home and you go, we made the wrong choice. Doug and Mike say, that's okay. We want you to be happy. This isn't going to cost you anything extra. We're going to take your old furniture out. We're going to bring the new furniture in. You want the bedding gone, we'll bring in the new bedding. Talk to the folks at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Holdridge, and Hastings. Today, we catch up with Kansas State safety Tyson Hartman.
Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Continuing coverage of Big 12 Conference Football Media Days to our neighbors to the south, Kansas State. And Tyson Hartman joins us, safety for the Wildcats, as they get ready to embark on their season, which will open with UCLA on September the 4th. And, of course, the Big 12 season opens for them on a Thursday night when they host Nebraska. So a lot of excitement, Daddy.
Yeah, it really is. Tyson Hartman joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. And you know what? When you look at the defensive backfield for Kansas State Wildcats, along with Emmanuel Lemur, they may have as talented a backfield in that secondary as anyone else in the Big 12 Conference. Yes, Texas, that includes you. Sorry, don't mean to step on those feet. And you know what? Prince and Dijon and everybody in Nebraska, don't mean to step on their feet. But these guys are the real deal, and I know they're wanting to make some noise in the Big 12. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thank you for the time.
Thank you very much. What about those accolades, Tyson? You guys feel the same way?
Yeah, we do. We got some great returning safeties in myself and Emmanuel Lemur, our other high safety, and Troy Butler. We got some spots to fill at the corner position from last year, and I think we've done a great job at that. We're going to have some great competition going into fall ball.
Obviously, you know, you don't want to have the safeties leading the defense. You're going to have to get some pressure on a quarterback to take some pressure off of you and allow you guys to make some plays, make that quarterback throw the ball up so you can go get it. You feel confident about that group up in front of you making some noise for you?
Yes, I do. There are a lot of underrated guys, a lot of guys you guys haven't heard much about. But going through the offseason, spring ball, summer conditioning, summer 7-on-7s, I feel very confident that we can win with the guys that we got going into fall camp.
You know, Alex Herbeck, Doug, the talented linebacker, has made 3 starts. Other than that, that's the only starting experience this linebacker corps has at Kansas State.
Yeah, I mean, Rebeck's a great player, great leader, voted one of our captains. Yes, he hasn't had a lot of starting experience, but he has had experience in the past. I feel like we got some other guys, Kadero Terrell, that can really go out there and win for us.
Do you have to step up as a leader and talk to these guys, coach them up a little bit with your experience and maybe help them with some things that you were helped with a couple of years ago?
Yes, definitely. I attribute all my success to the support staff that we have in Manhattan. I had a week and a half to prepare for my transition from quarterback to safety and be game ready for that. And
that's not very long.
Right. And then starting the next week against Texas Tech, one of the most prolific passing offenses in the nation. And I attribute all that success that I've had thus far to the support staff of older guys helping me out, knowing that, hey, this guy could be a threat to me seeing some playing time. But the unselfishness in the program that we have is unmatched.
Quarterback/safety for the Kansas State Wildcats, Tyson Hartman, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. He can play all over. Hell, it doesn't matter to him. You know, one player you do get back is Brandon Harold. All-American, started off, had a wonderful, wonderful freshman season. Then he gets hurt. And obviously you saw the hunger from him to get back on the field and help this Wildcat defense.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, he's been preparing well this offseason to get back in full condition. And I'm excited to see what he's going to be able to do and be able to make those plays, get to the quarterback and pressure him so he has to get rid of that ball faster than he wants to.
Tyson Hartman joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. On the other side of the ball, is it weird looking at that quarterback race, I guess? Carson supposedly is in pretty good shape there, but is it weird looking back there and seeing what's going on?
I wish I could say yes, but, I mean, it's kind of the same thing we went through last year. Grant Gregory came in and transferred and was able to start for towards the end of the season. But we were basically in the same boat last year. We had Carson Kaufman, who's had a very minimal experience at quarterback playing under Josh Freeman. And then we got this new guy coming in that can also do real well. So going into camp, we're kind of in the exact same position that we are this year, except for now we got an extra guy to worry about.
There you go. I guess you know you got a wonderful running back in Daniel Thomas. Obviously, coming down here to Big 12 Media Days, brought to you once again by Bruce Furniture. When these guys get out of college, they're going to buy all their furniture. Bruce Furniture, by the way, they love Bruce Furniture. Daniel Thomas looks the part of a linebacker. He really does. He's a very, very solid, very, very durable back. How much fun is it watching him?
Oh, it is. And in most cases, seeing him play some of these other teams, he was, in many times, bigger than their linebackers. So that was pretty fun to see. But, I mean, he's a guy that can do it all. You take his size into account. A lot of guys want to go low on him. I mean, last year he clean jumped over somebody that wasn't expected it. Bent it over his waist and just jumped over him. I mean, he's got some freak ability.
Tyson, a quirky thing with your schedule, you guys don't leave the state of Kansas till almost the end of October. That gives you many opportunities to get off to a great start.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we got a lot of home games right off the bat right here in Manhattan. And that'll be great for us to try and put string together a lot of wins in front of our fans and get them believing again into that Bill Snyder tradition.
Well, he looks good in his suit and his blazer, and he looks like he's really going to tear some things up with Kansas State this year. This defense, could, as you said, Daddy, could really take the pressure off what Daniel Thomas and the quarterbacks have to do on the offensive side of the ball.
You know, one thing you want on the offensive side of the ball is a running game. Looks like they've got that. They've got the offensive lineman returning. They've got the running back. You know, the defensive side of the ball feels like they can carry this team a little bit, help that offense as well. So, and that's got to make you feel good if you're Kansas State Wildcat. Now, would you like to guarantee a win versus Nebraska?
I would not, since this is Nebraska radio. I don't feel like that would be very smart of me.
We just don't have that many listeners. You don't understand.
Well, Tyson, thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a successful season, and we'll see you for that conference opener.
Okay, sounds good. Nice to talk to you guys.
Thanks, Tyson. Tyson Hartman joining us, as all guests did, exclusively from Big 12 Media Days in Dallas by Bruce Furniture, locations in Hastings, Kearney, and Holdridge. Bruce Furniture says whether you're dozing off in a Lazy Boy or a Lane recliner while you're watching college, NFL football, pennant races, PGA golf, it doesn't matter. Relaxation begins with Doug and Mike Bruce and their trained staff at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Holdridge, and South Marion Road in Hastings. Tomorrow, Chris Harris from Kansas is going to join us, talk a little bit about Turner Gill coming in, what's different with the coaching staff now that Coach Mangino and his staff is gone, and how things have been going since Coach Gill arrived on campus. Chris Harris will join us on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll be back with more after this.
Hi, it's Colin Coward, host of The Herd. Well, I just got married. You know what everybody said at the wedding? Man, you look great. You know what I said? P90X. My energy at an all-time high. Lost an inch on my waist and 7 pounds, and I wasn't a guy that needed to lose a ton of weight. Then, how about this story about my friend and fellow ESPN radio host, Mike Golic? Mike was telling me about his changes he's seen in his blood work since doing P90X. He's a type 2 diabetic, but after his first 90 days using P90X, his doctor, who's also doing P90X, by the way, told him he's almost able to get off the meds. Plus, he lost over 20 pounds. Remember to talk to your doctor before starting P90X, and everybody's results will be different. Folks, try it out. No risk. 90-day guarantee of satisfaction, but only if you order it now. It works. 1-800-301-P90X. 1-800-301-P90X. Or go to ESPNRadio.com/Colin. ESPNRadio.com/Colin.
When you save 10% on the stuff that you bought, that's at Builders.
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, here to announce our all-new Senior Citizens Day every Tuesday at Builders in Kearney. If you're 65 or over, you qualify for a 10% discount on any in-stock items at Builders. That's every Tuesday, where seniors save 10% at Builders in Kearney. See store for details.
Builders does it best.
It's Kearney's first ever great race. You don't need running shoes. You do need to grab a friend and register your team. It's a scavenger hunt. Instead of finding items, you'll have clues to find Kearney businesses. Register your team at the Chamber of Commerce. You don't have to be a chamber member to participate. You do need to know Kearney. First prize is $500 for the team that finds the most businesses in the shortest amount of time. Prizes for second and third place, plus fun gifts for all. The great race is Friday, August 13th, 1 to 4 p.m. You have to register your team, so do it today. Contact the Kearney Area Chamber of Commerce.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Tonight, the Giants home to host the A's in Game 3.
Take
it. I'll tell you what, we have an error.
Nature stopped the 1989 World Series in its tracks. You never know when nature or weather might delay or cancel events. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Bruce Furniture Weather Threat button. See what's up with cancellation. Brought to you by Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Holdridge, Kearney, and Alliance. No hidden charges, no surprises. Just right for you.
A mix of clouds and sun develops today as we'll see a possibility for some scattered showers and storms as well, with highs around 92. Winds remain variable at 5 to 15. There's a chance for a shower or storm early tonight, followed by a low of 70. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 75.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I've got to ask this question. How many people do you know that like iced tea? And I know you do. Percentage of people that like iced tea. And the smaller the town, I think the more people that like iced tea. But just overall, you're at a reception, you're at a fundraiser. How many people, you know, there's like three drinks up there, iced tea's one of them.
I'd say 50%.
Okay. How many people like lemonade? Here's what I'll say. Do you know anybody that doesn't like lemonade?
No, I guess I don't know.
Okay. So why would you only serve iced tea at some of these events? Over the summer, you've got county fairs, you've got something, you know, you've got picnics. Why would you only make iced tea? Ice water, lemonade, soda, iced tea. Of all the drinks out there, I would say iced tea is the least popular one there is. And I'm not saying people don't like iced tea, but why would that be the only thing you put out there?
Is it...
Again, just one of those quirky little things that I came across here recently. Why would you only put iced tea out there?
It's exclusively iced tea. There's no water beside it.
At this exact moment, no, there was not.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, a little lunch, and there's iced tea. You could ask for some water. You could get some water. You could buy some water or Gatorade or a pop or whatever you wanted. But my point being, if you're only going to serve one thing, why would it be iced tea? When that is the least popular drink I can think of out there. And again, a lot of people like iced tea. That's not the point. But I have never met anyone that doesn't like water and doesn't like lemonade. I've never met anyone. Anyone ever.
You don't like iced tea.
No, I don't like iced tea. And that's fine. You can have iced tea. But again, I'm just saying. I'm glad that you made my point because I feel a little bit better about it. Since we hadn't discussed that off air. We bring up some quirky stuff every once in a while, and that just kind of caught me here recently. I went, really? I've never liked iced tea, and yet there's so many weird drinks that are now out there. I mean, you used to go into the convenience store, and there would be like, how big was the cooler? You'd open like four doors, maybe. One of them had all the milk products, two of them had beer, and one of them had all the other drinks that you could possibly get, and those were basically soda. Now you got Gatorade and Powerade,
walls,
and energy
the
drinks,
walls.
Water, a whole section of just water. I mean, yeah, and the cooler is wherever you're at, the Pump and Pantry or Casey's or any locally owned, they're all the same. They're all one full wall of refreshments, and sometimes there's not even any alcohol in there because there's places that don't sell the alcohol. But man, when we were kids, Tony, there just wasn't a lot to choose from. And
how did we grow up like that?
I don't know. How did our parents ever make it?
Uphill to school both ways.
Are we over time? Let's get out of here then, Merritt. I can't believe we ran it to noon already. And the triple play that wasn't a triple play last night is still number one on SportsCenter. Really? He was safe at first. I mean, yeah, it looked good. Unfortunately, the umpire at first last night, Daddy, in this Mariners game, was a triple-A umpire who's very, very young. And, of course, there's a dispute whether he was out or not, but many people said he is out. Anyway, that's what's going on the Doug and Daddy Show today. We want to thank Tyson Hartman, this outstanding safety from Kansas State, for joining us on the program today, and the head football coach at Adams Central, Bill Carlin, for joining us on the program. To Danny Bushcutter, Courtney Kossler, and Jessica Day came in to tell us about Kearney Tackling Cancer, the big event at Harmon Park this Friday night, getting ready for it's their kickoff event this Friday. Tomorrow on the program, Loper Link, we'll catch up with soccer coach Mike Munch. We'll also talk with Chris Harris from Kansas and another high school football coach coming your way.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1416 Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.